from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of It's All About Getting Closer. If we look at the work of the Mabit, the Beit Elohim, who's a rabbi who lived in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbi Yosef Karo, his father was the Maharit, and he was the Mabit, Moshe ben Yosef, and Yosef was from Trani. Eventually he made his way to Tzfat. He writes the following about Teshuvah. He said, we investigated the nature of teshuvah and repentance, and we found it very clearly. He, and you know what it is? Kreivah Hashem, closeness with God, coming away from and coming off of the distance that came through sin. So, teshuvah, in his conception, is the notion of trying to get close to God. It says in Parshat Nitzavim, you will return to the Lord. The return that we're doing is to the Lord. He points out something that you expect someone from Brisk or one of the Rabbi Salvichiks to say. He says there are two aspects of every sin, two results of every sin. Number one, there's a punishment. Did something wrong, punished. Number two, made God angry. So how do you get out of this? So you might think, well, I have to get rid of the punishment. You might think that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of repentance are all about getting out of the punishment. He says no. The whole trick is, the whole idea of teshuvah is to beg God's forgiveness, to return to the state that we were before we sinned, before we got to this state where God is angry. The goal is to make sure that God is not angry anymore. Because before the sin, he wasn't angry. We were closer to him. He says it's similar to a korban. When we bring a sacrifice to do certain sins, you bring a sacrifice, a korban. The key thing is that you get close, karov. You come close to God. So what's the kavana? What's the intent when you have do tshuva? That even if God wouldn't punish me, if there would be no result of punishment, I would still not want to go against the will of God. And the main thing is to ask for forgiveness. And as he quotes the verse, Noshe, that we read on the Shabbat Shuvah and the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Kechui machen varim eshuvu l'Hashem, that we should take words, that we repent, we confess. But why do we confess? Shuvu l'Hashem. The purpose is to return to God. He tries to explain various rabbinic statements on this basis. He says, Habala teher misayinoto, that if someone tries to get closer to God, to purify himself, God helps him out. How does God help? He helps us to feel bad and to try to ask for forgiveness. Or he quotes a verse that we read on Rosh Hashanah, Shalom, Shalom, Rachov l'karov. Peace, peace, unto those who are far and unto those who are near. Teshuvah is all about the idea that first we're far and then we're near. And what's the Shalom? Shalom is peace of mind. When you repent, you don't have to worry about the punishment. Because although the result of sin is punishment and distance, if you can get close, punishment goes away. That's how it works. You don't have to worry about the punishment. You can have shalom, you can have peace. The truth is that anyone who goes against God should be like someone who goes against the king. We know in regard to Joshua, who's like the king of Israel, first king, first leader. Anyone who goes against your word, who violates your word, who rebellious against your word, shall be put to death. And that's the way it is with many monarchs and dictators. So theoretically, when it comes to God, who's King of Kings, who's so powerful, to whom we owe so much, if we go against his word really logically, we should be dead. The fact is, God is merciful to us, and he allows us to try to come closer to him. And the truth is, this theme getting close to God, is not only a theme of Elul, as they say, HaMelech Basadeh, the king is in the field, have an opportunity for closeness. We speak at this time of year, getting close to God, staying with God all the days of our lives, but also in Rosh Hashanah. We say, call God when he's close. When is that? The time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's when he's close. And what when we blow the shofar, what do? The rabbis say that, well, shofar shouldn't be made out of gold, because gold reminds us of the golden calf, and it's kilufnai v'lufnim. When you blow the shofar, it's as if you are all the way inside the Holy of Holies. In other words, we get really close with God through the blowing of the shofar. Prayer, calling out to God, slichot, it brings us closer to God. Prayer is all about standing right in front of God. And the shofar goes all the way, the kilufnai v'lufnim, it goes all the way, penetrates into the Holy of Holies. And what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is all about getting close to God. Number one, the kaparas, they point out, many of my teachers at Yeshivat Har Tzion pointed out that, what's kapara? Kapara is like kofar. You cover the boat, you cover the wood with kofar, you cover it up. So too on Yom Kippur, we're trying to cover up our sins, to ameliorate them, to make them go away. Why? Because if we could cover up those sins, we could get close with God. The purpose of Yom Kippur is to try to get close with God. That's why the Kohen Gadol is so important, the symbolism of what the Kohen Gadol does. What does the high priest do? He does all kinds of ceremonies to finally get into the Holy of Holies. That's the goal, to get close with God. Every Jew repents, and although we don't go to the Holy of Holies, it's as if we do. And in the end, we'll go into the Sukkah, which according to the Hasidim and the Sfasemes, is like Kodesh Kodashim, it's like the Holy of Holies. It's like the inner bedroom. We're going to get really close with God. This whole season of the year, it's not just the time to repent, whatever that means, to do better, whatever that means. It's a time to try to get close with God. How do you get close with God? Get away from the sins. It's a verse in the prophets that says that it's your sins separate between us and God. If we can somehow ask God to forgive us for drifting away, then hopefully we'll be close with God. Once we're close, then we don't have to worry about anything. The Rambam writes in the 7th chapter of Tshuva, he writes as follows. He says, amazing how great Tshuva is. How great is it? Emesh, last night, before he did Tshuva, I moved Emesh and woke Israel. He was far away from the God of Israel. As it says, your sins are separating between me and God. But so your prayers would not be answered. You would call out, God says, come to you, says in Isaiah, I'm not interested in your prayers. But, however, Hayom, today, the minute after he does Teshuvah, Mudbak Meshkina, now he's clinging to God. As it says, you who cling with God, Soik V'nenemiyat, he calls out and he's answered right away. As it says, before you even call, I will answer you. And when he does mitzvos, God will accept them. God is happy about your mitzvos again. And not only that, God will desire our mitzvos. Varval Hashem will be pleasant to God. All the minchas, all the offerings of Israel, ukshanim kamoniel, just like the good old days when our prayers were pleasant to God. Because one day we'll get really close with God. We'll come back to God. This time of year is not just about formalities. Ultimately, this time of year is about getting close with God. It's all about getting close with God. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Join us for a discussion of the how-to videos as well. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.